Staying with the U.S. and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is positioning himself to enter the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. This is seen as a move that could greatly disrupt the race just 3 months before the first nominating contests. Mr. Bloomberg is expecting to file paperwork this week to run in the Democratic primary in Alabama. Now, for the latest on this development, we speak with Simon Marks in Washington. Simon, this election race always has some surprises. Mr. Bloomberg previously pulled back from the race, though. What prompted him to get back into the field?
You're right, Steve. He was thinking about getting into the race much earlier, but he concluded, as many Democrats at the time thought, that former Vice President Joe Biden had the Democratic Party's presidential nomination all sewn up. And the reason why Michael Bloomberg is now thinking of entering the race is because, like many Democrats, he has come to the conclusion that that may not, in fact, be the case. He is uninspired, according to friends and associates, by the field of candidates that is currently on stage every time the Democrats seeking the presidential nomination debate. He is not just, of course, the former mayor of New York City. He has been a very highly successful businessman. And like all businessmen, like all good businessmen, he knows a gap in the market when he sees one. And he thinks that there is a gap in the market among Democrats who are uninspired by the field of candidates currently running and who are craving a fresher face. Unclear whether Michael Bloomberg is the fresher face that they're craving, but nonetheless, he definitely sees an opening.
Simon, you mentioned there the success that Bloomberg has had. He is a billionaire. We know that. He's got 52, you know, at least 52 billion, perhaps even more. President Trump likes to think he's a billionaire, too. How is Bloomberg's entrance into this race going to affect things?
Look, I suppose the first point to make is that Michael Bloomberg, Dawn, as you say, is much richer than Donald Trump, and that may stick in Donald Trump's personal craw. We'll have to see how he responds over the next few hours and days if Michael Bloomberg does indeed pull the pin and get into this race. But look, Michael Bloomberg is a centrist. That's how he's positioning himself. He's positioning himself as fiscally and financially sound, socially liberal. He is, in his mind, someone who can take votes away from Joe Biden. That seems to be very clearly the candidate that he's targeting by this potential entrance into the race. The flip side of that coin is that Michael Bloomberg is exactly the kind of multi-millionaire billionaire that Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders from the left of the party don't particularly like. And for Senator Elizabeth Warren particularly, who at the moment is ahead in most of the polling in some of those key early states where primaries and caucuses will get underway in just a few weeks from now, Michael Bloomberg is going to be a very tempting target to go after. As she says to Democrats, look, we don't want to put our party in the hands of the wealthy and the entitled, a man who thinks he can just sweep in here late in the day and make his case to become the Democratic Party's presidential standard bearer. So for her, his entry into the race provides real opportunity.
Well, we'll have to wait and see whether he's the type of candidate that the Democrats want. Simon, thank you very much for that. That was Simon Marks there reporting for us.